Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. We are coming to you from the RWB Network studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So if you're a good listener, you'll remember we spoke about Cornell High School in Pennsylvania a few weeks ago. What happened was the cheerleaders decided they were going to take a knee or sit during the performance of the national anthem and covers presented by the local VFW. Now, as it turns out, the superintendent of that school district may have been aware that the cheerleaders were going to protest and invited the VFW anyway, and there's a lot of backlash. So in response, the superintendent of the Cornell School District in Pennsylvania moved their homecoming game from Friday night to Friday afternoon to avoid any protests from the VFW or angered people in the community, and only the parents are allowed to go to the football game. This is getting ridiculous. All right, let's get to this weekend's headlines. First, the political world waits with bated breath to see what evidence Donald Trump plans to bring forward which will dispel the recent accusations of sexual assault reported by the New York Times. The question remains, will it matter? Also, as Bill Clinton's accusers are seemingly getting a lot of airtime lately, just how long has the Hillary campaign been waiting for this moment? And how prepared are they to deal with it? And Judicial Watch has received the answers to the 25 questions they were allowed to submit to the Clinton camp last month. If you were to guess, what do you think Hillary Clinton's most common answer was to these questions? All that plus, we have a few new polls that not only show Donald Trump recovering from his bad week, but also show a new news outlet possibly getting on board with Hillary. We'll talk about Governor Mike Pence's response to the new polling numbers. And finally, if you haven't had a Cuban cigar, now may finally be the time to do that. But first, let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I stood for that. I didn't take a knee. I didn't sit. I stood. I always stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem, and so should you. So, in the meantime, check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. We have new videos up there. One of them is a video that got no attention in 2008, but we're going to give it some attention now. It's President Obama showing off his erection to a gaggle of reporters. Could you imagine if Donald Trump did that today? Also, new articles, new Rhino rants. Follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, and check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
All right, guys, welcome back to our weekend edition of the Rhino Report. A few shout-outs to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, live Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, also live on StreamingTalkRadio.com, 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday. And if you miss the live show, you can catch the replay, KLRNRadio.com, midnight Eastern time. And you can also hear us on the CRN app if you go to your Google Play or your iPhone App Store, whatever you call it. You can download the CRN app, and we're there amidst their great lineup of shows. And a big shout-out to everyone listening to the Weekend Report on a couple of stations that pick that show up, 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, and 92.1 WDDQ. Out of Valdosta, Georgia. And this is probably the first weekend show in a couple of weeks where we haven't had to talk about an incoming hurricane. And especially with these areas like Jasper, Florida, and Valdosta, Georgia, which were sort of in the path of Hurricane Hermine, if you remember that one, sort of came on shore around the Tampa or just north of the Tampa area. And kind of went through that whole area of northern Florida and southern Georgia. And then, of course, we had Matthew last week, which is just, I mean, still the impacts are pretty devastating. There's dams breaking and people are all flooded out. And I-95 is still closed on parts of it. And again, I have to caution you, it's not the wind with hurricanes or tropical storms. It's the water. Water kills 90% of all the people that pass away or die during these natural disasters. So if your local authorities are telling you still a week out from that hurricane to get out, just listen and get out of there, because you can replace your home, you can replace your car, your RV, whatever. You cannot replace your life or your loved ones. So heed those warnings still. So this morning I'm getting my coffee and I'm talking to somebody at 7-Eleven, the local convenience store here, just a few blocks from the studio. And they are somebody who has been on the fence for quite a while. They don't like Donald Trump, but they really don't like Hillary Clinton. But because of the coverage lately, they're starting to wonder if Donald Trump is fit to serve. And that's the question mainstream media wants to instill in you. But as it turns out, this person is almost likely to not vote now because of the coverage. See, when it comes down to the lesser of two evils, sometimes the best option is not to choose anything in some people's minds. If you play the stock market, you're a trader, or whether you're a day trader or you're playing the Forex or whatever you're doing, sometimes there's an old rule of thumb. Besides sell in May and call it a day, the other rule of thumb is sometimes the best trade you make is the trade you don't make. And I think that is starting to resonate with some people. Now, who does that benefit? Does it benefit Hillary? Because there are just a few more registered Democrats out there in this country, more people, by about 3%, identify as being a Democrat. Or does it benefit the juiced up, ginned up Donald Trump base? A base that he has had essentially from day one. Now, people could argue he has not expanded that base. I would argue against that. I do believe he has expanded that base. When you have 40% of the country in your corner, you're beyond your primary numbers. Typically, your base in a primary would equate to maybe 25, maybe 30% of a general electorate. So he has expanded it. But the possibility is there that the expansion has stopped. Now that we're back to this more of a primary turn-and-burn campaign, which is really what Donald Trump wanted to run all along, does that mean that people not showing up is going to benefit him? That's possible, too. That's what makes this race so hard to call right now. And we didn't do our pole dancing episode on Thursday because the polls are all over the map. There is no good way to nail these things down. It seems like every single day there's a new revelation. Whether it be a new person accusing Donald Trump of something, or whether it be a new batch of WikiLeaks Podesta emails coming out, whether it's a video, an audio, or Friday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific, Gloria Allred, the attorney who also represents the women who are suing Bill Cosby, just by the by, is going to come out with yet somebody else who's going to accuse Donald Trump of something. So it seems things are changing at such a rapid rate that it's so hard to pick out who is going to win this thing. You can bring it down to the electoral map and you can say, okay, well, if Trump gets North Carolina and Hillary gets Virginia, but Trump winds up taking a Wisconsin, or if he winds up taking, I mean, maybe a Michigan, who knows? The whole thing changes. It's like we said yesterday, it's taking the apple cart and just throwing it up in the air and hoping they land in some sort of order. People ask me every day. People ask me, who do you think is going to win? And I can't answer them. I have no idea. All I know is what the outcomes will be if either or wins the election. I know if Donald Trump wins, he winds up being a placeholder for a conservative agenda going forward. We wind up getting 2, possibly 3 or 4 even, Supreme Court justices who will uphold the Constitution. I know that if Hillary wins, the republic as we know it is over. And by republic, I don't just mean the Republican Party. I mean the constitutional republic. Ben Franklin said when he was asked what they had formed, was it a constitutional republic? And he said, yes, if they can keep it. Well, guess what? If Hillary wins, we don't keep it. That's us saying we've had it with this country. Look at all the emails that have come out lately. And we'll get into them a little bit later in the show, because there's a lot to dissect and unpack there. But you see a total collusion, almost a state-run media. And it's not even almost. It's almost definitely a state-run media. The collusion between CNBC and CNN and all of the different media outlets out there with the Hillary campaign, not just to sink Bernie Sanders, but to sink Donald Trump, to sink us basket of deplorables, to sink us rednecks, to sink us Catholics. It's there. The plan is there. The plan has been opened in front of you. All you have to do is turn on social media. They say 21% of all people who are voting in this election will be swayed by social media. Well, go to your trending topics the last few days. Podesta emails 1, Podesta emails 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and Friday is 7. The plan is laid out in front of you. The plan is not to return this country to its great nature, to make our military strong, to increase jobs. The plan is for open borders. The plan is to fill the pockets of the big donors who give money to the Clintons, not to mention the Arab nations that give money to the Clintons. And Bill Clinton, a nice birthday present, $1 million on his birthday. We'll keep on with this when we get back. Hang in there.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air or catch all the old episodes of this show. There's a whole bunch of them. You can find them on rhinoreport.com or your favorite podcasting site, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. So we'd appreciate it if you check them all out and you join us Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, on crntalk.com live. So there's the shameless plug for this segment. Let's continue talking about what we were. I'm not trying to persuade anybody to say you have to vote for Trump, because at this point, 89% of the electorate out there has already made a decision. They're either voting for Hillary or they're voting for Trump or Gary Johnson for some unknown reason, or perhaps even Jill Stein because you have less brain cells than the Gary Johnson voter. For some reason, you're picking one of those two. Whether it's for the reason that you don't like Trump or Hillary, that to me is kind of a stupid argument. Because what would happen if, let's just say, let's put everything aside and say 80% of the electorate decides on November 8th that they don't like Hillary or they don't like Trump, and they go to a Johnson or a Stein. Could you imagine this country being run by one of those two jackwagons? I can't. Potentially worse than Hillary Clinton. Gary Johnson is not a libertarian. I don't care what you say. He's not a libertarian. And Jill Stein, she's completely off her nut. She wants to get rid of cops and laws and everything. So don't say your vote doesn't matter. When people say, oh, well, I'll just vote for Johnson or Stein, that way I'm not voting for Hillary or Donald. What would happen if 80% of us went out there and cast a ballot for Jill Stein? Think about that for a minute. But I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. The question is very clear. And as we get closer to that day, 26, 25, 24 days, depending on what day you're listening to this show, away from the election, it becomes something of a sobering moment. What direction do you want? Do you support law enforcement? Do you support a strong, prepared, outfitted military? Do you support the idea of a sovereign nation, a nation with borders and laws? Or do you want something of a state-run media nation where you're told what they want you to hear? Police get no protection under the law. Our borders are wide open to 600 million people in the Western Hemisphere. We learned that from WikiLeaks. Somebody who has a disdain for the everyday American, as per her communications director. Again, in the WikiLeaks. Which direction would you like to go in? Would you like to be a dictatorship, or would you like to stay a constitutional republic? Now, Donald Trump isn't the answer. I get that. I've said that all along. He's not the end-all and be-all answer. He's the placeholder. But he may be the placeholder for the conservative judges. The list of names, which is widely regarded to have been given to him by the Heritage Foundation, by the way, are all good conservative judges. He could be a placeholder for something of a convention of the states to enact term limits. See, you may laugh at that and say, that will never happen. They'll never call the convention. But maybe, just maybe, they will if Donald Trump wins. This has been anything but normal to this point. What would stop him from doing it? If he sees 30 Republican governors, all of a sudden, you can enact term limits. It's right there. It's in the Constitution. So Donald Trump may just be that placeholder. He may be the placeholder for Ted Cruz. He may be the placeholder for Jason Chaffetz or Mike Lee or whomever you feel to be a better conservative than Donald Trump. And I know, there's a lot of talk show hosts out there, and I hear them. I listen to regular talk, whether it be Rush or Hannity, and I listen to the grassroots talk. And there are people out there still banging the drum that he's not conservative enough. You know what? Get over it. Get over it. Because your apathy or your lack of voting for him will lead to Hillary Clinton. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Is that what makes you happy? If you're hoping, and I hope this isn't the case, but if you're a conservative talk show host and you're hoping that Hillary wins secretly so you have something to talk about for the next 4 years, that's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And I'm starting to get that inclination from a few people. Because they can't think of anything else to talk about, so they want Hillary to win. It's out there, folks. You may think I'm crazy, but it's there. All right, we'll talk about some recent WikiLeaks stuff and how the Clintons are prepared to respond to resurfacing allegations.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh, baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flown in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. See, I think it's important. If you're going to fancy yourself a conservative talk show host, I believe it's important to get behind the candidate which the conservative ticket backs, which at this point is Donald Trump. I do believe that. And by not doing that, by continuing to bang the Ted Cruz drum, oh, it could have been Ted Cruz. You don't think they had dirt on Ted Cruz? Get a life. Of course they did. Of course they did. They were going to save it till now, just like they're doing with Donald Trump. NBC had this Billy Bush video for years. There are reports that Billy Bush was bragging about it as recently as early August of this year. If you think that you need Hillary Clinton to win so you have something to talk about every day, then you, my friends, are in the wrong business. Go do something else. There will always be something to talk about. We prove that every single day here on this show. We don't just stick to one topic for a week and we bang that topic like a dead horse. We don't do it. We move on from topic to topic because there's always something in media that gives you fodder or gives you pause to think. If you think that Donald Trump winning is going to put you out of a job, then this isn't a job you should be in to begin with. It's aggravating to me. And that some of the biggest names in radio are doing it, and some of the smallest names in radio are doing it. Conservative talk is the last medium we have. It's the last bastion of hope for conservatism in this country. And if sometimes You need to support somebody who you don't 1,000% agree with. Well, sometimes you just have to do that. You just have to do it. I'm sorry to tell you that. There will never be a candidate on the ballot for as long as any of us live that will be perfect for everybody. Guess what? We're all individuals. And that's what this country's about. It's about individualism. It's about having pride in what you stand for. Not what the collective group stands for, but what you as an individual and what you can find in common with somebody else and somebody else and somebody else that makes up a group. That's what we're about. So get on board. Get on board or turn off your mic, because I'm sick of hearing it. I'm absolutely sick of hearing it. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump and how he has to respond to all these women. See, first of all, we heard about Jessica Leeds, right? She's the one in the, well, there's two in the New York Times article. You have Jessica Leeds, and then you have this Crooks one, Rachel Crooks, both in these New York Times article. Now, Leeds, totally discredited, 74-year-old on this plane in the 70s, says there's a movable armrest in first class, which I have never seen in my life, which, by the way, I said on this show, and then all of a sudden everyone's talking about no movable armrests on first class planes or in first class areas of planes. We said that here yesterday. The movable armrest, she was okay with being fondled on top but not the bottom. That apparently is where she draws the line. Then we see her phone number on a My Life profile just so happens to be the same phone number as someone at the William Jefferson Clinton Foundation, all right? And now we're seeing pictures of her holding Hillary signs at rallies. Totally discredited. Absolutely. And I'm sure Donald Trump will address this when he comes out with his evidence, which we're going to see at some point Friday, supposedly. So if you're listening on Sunday, you've already seen the evidence, and you're ahead of me. But that's, hey... That's what happens. Now, you also have this Rachel Crooks. All right, this one is also in the New York Times article, saying that Donald Trump kissed her, quote, directly on the mouth while waiting for an elevator in Trump Tower in 2005. Now, I believe that the elevators in Trump Tower, like every other bank of elevators in New York City, has cameras on it or in them or somewhere around them. Do you think Donald Trump is stupid enough to kiss somebody on the mouth while waiting for an elevator in his own building with his wife right upstairs? I'm sure he will discredit this too. And he has said that he has given the evidence to New York Times. And they just didn't care. They said, we don't want it. We're going to print what we want. And they can do that because it's so hard this day and age for somebody in the public eye to prove libel or slander. It's near impossible. Near impossible. Someone who's not out there, who hasn't willingly put themselves out there in public, they would just need to prove that the information about them was false. All right? If you are out there in the public, you not only need to prove it's false, you also need to prove that they had malicious intent to print it. They had to have a malicious reason for doing it. So, we'll see what kind of evidence he comes up with here to support his claims. Now, worth noting also that this Jessica Leeds, the 74-year-old one from the first class section of the airplane back in 1870 or whatever it was, she's not really his type, first of all. He doesn't go for the older woman. And even back then, she would have been 4 years older than him. And, you know, secondly, I just think when she says that they were making out for not that long or kissing for not that long, this was on Anderson Cooper on Thursday, he goes, how long? And she says, a couple of minutes. He goes, about how long? And she says, 15 minutes. 15 minutes. 15 minutes, you're near engaged in 15 minutes. You wouldn't have said after a minute or two, hey, sir, this is a little inappropriate. You let it go on for 15 minutes. She's totally, totally making this up. She's in the tank for Hillary. She's probably getting paid by Hillary, I'm sure. We'll find that out in Podesta emails leak number 25 or something. Then you have the other one. There's a couple of them here. You have the one down at the Mar-a-Lago, said that he brushed up against her, and now it's, well, he may have brushed up against me because he was in the same room as me. Well, it could have been the janitor, too. It could have been anybody. I mean, these stories are falling apart at the seams. The People Reporter, People Magazine, that reporter, she has some story about how he stuffed his tongue down her throat. I don't know. I don't buy any of this stuff. Just too coincidental that it all seems to come out on the same day, right? And then, of course, on Friday, the Clintons are so good at releasing information on Fridays, that's when Gloria Allred's gonna come out here with her newest allegation. I'm sure she'll have tons of evidence to support this. Now, Mike Pence says, before the day is out, he said this on CBS this morning, before the day is out Friday, we will have the evidence. And if Mike Pence believes the evidence, I'm inclined to believe it too. This guy's a man of God. He's very, very religious. He's a family man. He's a good governor. You feel like he's telling you the truth when he speaks. If he believes it, I'm inclined to believe it. All right. When we come back, we will get you all caught up on the latest WikiLeaks stuff. We'll also go over a couple of new polls. We have that to do. And if you haven't had a Cuban cigar, now may be the time to have one.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. So, of course, with all these allegations coming out of Donald Trump kissed that one and he brushed up against this one and he fondled this one 30 years ago on an airplane somewhere, over the mid-Atlantic, who knows where they were. Now, they're doing all this because they have to try to move, they gotta change that narrative, gotta get it away from this WikiLeaks stuff. It's bad news for them. It's really bad news. In any other year, she's done. She's at 20% in the polls any other year, but mainstream media is refusing, absolutely refusing to cover it, so we'll give you what's said every single day, because that's our job. We learned about the open borders policy. She wants open borders, open trade. Everybody makes out, well, just so long as you're in the top 5%. 0.5%, not 5. 5 would be nice. 0.5%. She has the public position and the private position. Something she tells you and something she tells donors. That's the best way of breaking that one down. She's beginning to hate everyday Americans. That from her communications director in these emails. We know that Donna Brazile, the interim DNC chairwoman, had the questions to the town hall, CNN town hall, previously, and gave the Hillary camp a heads up. Even the header of the email said, from time to time, I get these in advance. She puts out a statement saying, no, I never get them in advance. But in the email, it says that. So lying right to your face, that's how this works. John Harwood, CNBC, contributor, anchor, host, whatever you want to call him, also the debate moderator for a Republican primary, laughing and yucking it up with John Podesta about how the the hard questions he had to ask Donald Trump about, is this a comic book candidacy? Yucking it up with the Clinton camp. Jen Palmieri and John Podesta talking about the Catholic Spring. This is the big one, the war on Catholicism. Many, many Catholic leaders coming out now and calling for their resignation. Well, guess what? They can't resign and they can't be fired. You know why? Because they have so much dirt on Hillary. They could do anything they want. They could literally shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue, right? Like Donald Trump used to say. They could actually do it because they can't be fired. They have tons and tons of dirt on Hillary. So they're going to stay. There's no question about that. But the Catholic Spring and infiltrating the Catholic Church and changing all of our values and silencing the Catholic voter. I mean, terrible, terrible stuff. Communist stuff, really. Communist stuff. Hillary knows through these emails. We find out Hillary knows that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIS, yet takes money from both of them through the Clinton Foundation. And not only that, but Qatar gives Bill Clinton a check for $1 million for his birthday. We learned that. This stuff, it sinks any single campaign. Pick which one. Pick any one of them. It sinks their campaign. But mainstream media won't bring it to you. Fox News is barely bringing it to you. There's a couple of people out there who are trying to yell and scream that this is what people could be voting for. This is the enemy our founding fathers warned us of. That's what Hillary Clinton is and her orbit of derelicts. She is what the founding fathers warned us of. Yesterday in the Podesta emails, Thursday, this is the subject line. Aide who accused Bill Clinton of groping her in White House claims Hillary Clinton is the war on women. She enabled his behavior. The response to this email? We know that to be true. She is the war on women. Even her own people in her own orbit know that to be true. We learn about emails with a super PAC about who they should put on their board, looking for suggestions from the Clinton camp. Now, these two can't have contact. That's totally and utterly illegal. I'm not even a lawyer to know that. You don't have to be a lawyer to know that. Campaigns cannot communicate with PACs. Yet they did it. And yet she's still running for president. Yet she's still free to walk around. She's not in chains. She's not wearing orange. She's not wearing stripes. Some of this stuff is borderline illegal, and some of it is actually illegal. We have emails from her account, her private account, to John Podesta's account that cite U.S. intelligence, Western intelligence, and foreign sources on the ground. That sounds classified to me. I felt bad just reading that email. Who knows for reading it what's going to happen? But she can send it. Pay-for-play allegations. We learned today that they were audited. Chelsea Clinton ordered an audit of the Clinton Foundation because she thought there may have been she had some misgivings about it. In a 2010 review of the Clinton Foundation by a very well-known law firm named Simpson Thacher, they said that the Clinton Foundation is pretty much run illegally. They said there was an expectation, quote, an expectation of quid pro quo benefits in return for gifts. This by Victoria Borkland, who came out of retirement to help with this review, this audit that Chelsea Clinton called for. This is the Clinton Foundation by an independent law firm that did this. Failures by the board of directors in fulfilling their fiduciary responsibilities may arise when a board leaves governing responsibility to a smaller number of people, some of whom may have conflicts of interest that may mar their judgment. This is in the review that was released in the WikiLeaks yesterday, Thursday. Right there. What more does the FBI need? An independent review shows this thing is operating essentially as highway robbery. They only hold one meeting a year with board members. Donors expect quid pro quo. Anything, guys. Anything. Pick one of them. Pick one of them. It ends any campaign. The fact that mainstream media is colluding with this campaign, it should be evident what your choice is. in November. When we come back, we'll hit a few poll numbers, and maybe we'll talk about the excess of Cuban cigars that may be available soon.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash, according to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
All right, guys, welcome back to this final segment of the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Let's get to a few polls. We have a few polls to get to. We didn't want to get to them yesterday. We'll get to them today. Usually we do them on our Thursday show. Our Thursday is our poll dancing show. We do all sorts of poll breakdowns and give you the general direction in which way things are starting to swing. But we have a new Fox News poll out, and I think it's worth talking about just for a minute. Now, there's two polls. Number one, the first poll they did was, do you believe Donald Trump when it comes to the allegations about these women, or do you believe media? This was a poll they did. 92% believe Donald Trump, 8% believe media. So mainstream media is in the tank. Going down the tubes very, very quickly. No one trusts them. No one trusts them. But this Fox News poll, Hillary leads by 7 points. She's up by 7, which is up from their last poll. It's worth noting in the four-way race, Clinton wins with non-whites by 62, suburban women by 24, women in general by 19, voters under 30 by 16. Trump wins men by 5 points, whites by 14 points, and whites without a college degree by 25 points. All right, so independents in this Fox News poll split 35 all, with 21% going to either Gary Johnson, Mr. Aleppo, or Jill Stein, Miss Hates Cops. Now, the breakdown of this poll is kind of what's driving people nuts right now, and it's a little surprising that Fox uses this breakdown. They are very much in something of a 2008 model. 45% of those surveyed are self-identified Democrats in this poll. 36% are self-identified Republicans. And only 19% independents. I don't know why these pollsters continually to survey such a low number of independents. Generally, it's somewhere between 28 and 31% a turnout at the polls, self-identified independents. So to keep surveying 19% and 12% like it is with a Reuters poll, it's just way off, guys. And that's why Mike Pence even said something is up with these polls. Because you look at the rallies, you look at the numbers there, you look at the bad models. Who is calling for these models, these 2008 or even Democrat plus 10 models? Why are these being used? And the only reason I can think of is to back the narrative. Donald Trump's a scumbag. Hillary's winning. Get on board. And even Fox News now is guilty of it. Megyn Kelly has been guilty of it for the last year and a half. So they are showing Hillary's favorable, unfavorables improving in this Fox News poll. But again, it's 45% Democrat tested and 36% Republicans. So what are you going to get? If you were to even that up or even bring it to like 35 Democrat, 31 Republican, somewhere around 30 independent, it's a dead heat. It's a dead heat. No one can tell you who's going to win. No one can tell you. Rasmussen, they also have a poll out, if I can find it, because I have tons and tons of stuff on my desk here. All right, Rasmussen, Trump is plus two. This is a three-day rolling average. He was actually down by seven on Monday. So he's picked up 9 points, 9 points since Monday. And actually 87% of the voters now say they've made up their mind, according to Rasmussen. And it's Trump 48 and Clinton 46 among those, gun to head. Among those who say they could still change their minds between now and Election Day, Trump still that 37 to 36. He gets 77% of support from the GOP. She gets 76% of support from the Democrats. They are tied with women and they're tied with independents, according to Rasmussen. Last little bit here. Hey, guys, you can now bring back 100 cigars from Cuba if you go. That's part of the loosening restrictions and the, the whole getting Cuba back in the fray type thing here. You can bring back 100 Cuban cigars. They go for about $100 each here in the States. All right, guys, hope you have a great weekend. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please be safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great weekend. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.